Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Kevin Heffernan. It's with Go Bike Buffalo, and we're talking about a survey that's out right now that you can take, especially if you're north of the city. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much. You guys are doing right now a survey trying to look at new trail options for Niagara County. You know, so much of the time we talk with you or talk to somebody else from Go Bike, we're talking about the city of Buffalo and kind of keeping things there, but here the focus is up north. Why are we taking a look at Niagara County and in between NT and Lockport?
Sure, yes. Good morning. Thanks for having me. So there is a regional bike master plan that the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council put out. That's GBNRTC for short. And they call it Bike Buffalo Niagara. And what they've done is identified areas where bike paths exist and gaps between them, and sort of identified where the lowest hanging fruit is for how to fill those gaps. And so they invite municipalities within those gaps to go ahead and apply to explore this. So what we're doing right now is just a feasibility study. And that, of course, includes engaging the community as thoroughly as we can. We've been taking out ads in the newspapers up there and doing various social media ads and going up and tabling and knocking on business doors. And then we hope that as many residents as possible would take this survey. You can find it at gobikebuffalo.org under our projects page. You can learn all about this, view some maps, and of course, please give us your feedback. And what we do is, first, there's an existing conditions analysis from our team and our partners. And that's really a technical account of what is the condition of this property, who owns the right-of-ways, things like that. And then the community feedback is really talking about amenities, the surfaces they may prefer on a trail, the route it should go, what they currently use it for, what they'd like to use it for in the future, what are their general transportation behaviors. You know, do they drive their own car? Do they rely on car share or transit? And any concerns they may have about safety as well.
You know, we look up there, and people might be familiar with the Shoreline Trail and being able to go to Niagara Falls. But other than that, what does exist currently? Because there are trails, but what exists in Niagara County right now?
Yeah, so there's kind of a patchwork in Pendleton, in Lockport. When you look at this, it's kind of a diagonal line that goes to the northeast from North Tonawanda straight up to town and city of Lockport. And so you can hop on, and then suddenly you've realized you have to get back on the shoulder of a roadway again. And within, you know, we've had a particularly violent summer on our roadways. And so these opportunities to build trails where people out walking and biking, using mobility devices, don't have to mix in with traffic. And a lot of times we see drivers in support of that too, where they would love to see these cyclists go off into, you know, trails as well. So in terms of what else is up there, there is a continued line along the river, but that's so far over to the west. When you're talking about connecting these towns, we've seen a collaborative effort from North Tonawanda, Pendleton, Wheatfield, town of Lockport, city of Lockport, where they are recognizing the recreational, the health benefits, but also the economic benefits. Whereas when people are on these trails, they tend to spend dollars. There's an ice cream shop, Uncle G's, that's right along there where a lot of people have cited, you know, increased traffic there because it's right at the trailhead for one of the existing portions of it. But as you connect this, You give people reason to ride, right? When it has a destination that is along the way or further down without having to leave the trail, a lot more people that would ride suddenly do.
We're talking about trails here, which seems to be the preferred option of almost everybody, right? You know, people who ride bikes like to be on a trail off the road, you know, kind of away from the traffic. People who don't ride bikes and drive cars like the people who do ride bikes to be away from the traffic and away from them and not in the middle of the street. It clutters things up a little bit less. Is that what we're talking about, you know, for the future in idealistic terms, that these would be trails off the road that do still lead, though, to spots where you mentioned the ice cream shop, you know, spots where people would want to be?
Yeah, I mean, what is the case now and what will remain the case is that cyclists do have their rights to the road, and that, you know, we always are trying to remind drivers that slowing down a little bit is only going to shave a few seconds off or add a few seconds to their commute. And these trails are never going to be ubiquitous throughout Western Europe where you would never have to ride on a roadway. But yeah, it's true that, you know, cyclists are experiencing a lot more confidence, joy when they are off road. And this is when you open up cycling and just walking, you know, easily to younger children, to older adults. We've seen a lot of older adults who, you know, can still ride a three wheeler and really enjoy getting their recreation that way instead of, you know, just kind of being homebound because they aren't able to ride along the streets as easily as they could a trail. So yeah, with all these abandoned rail lines throughout Western New York, if you go on the GBNRTC's website, you can see that Bike Buffalo Niagara Master Plan and sort of see that idea for the future. But what we're fighting for at Go Bike is urgency. You know, sometimes these projects, right now this is a feasibility study. It doesn't guarantee that the trail will be built. We'll just have a report that we hand off to the municipalities. But we've worked on some projects that are fully funded from the study to the design to construction, and they'll still take 5 to 10 years. And, you know, that is the last 5 to 10 years of an older adult's mobility, or it's the first 5 to 10 years of a child's mobility. And we're wasting it by, you know, moving at a snail's pace. And when we're at the highest pedestrian death rate in 41 years, and all the hit and runs we've seen this summer that have left children on the side of the road, you know, we've got to have some urgency to move more quickly on these trails.
Hey, Kevin, quickly, before we let you go here, where can people get involved, take this survey?
Yeah, I have a Bit.ly link, if you're familiar with those, bit.ly/Niagara Joint Trail. That's all lowercase. Or again, you can go to gobikebuffalo.org, click on projects, and you'll see it there too. We're going to keep the survey open until the 30th of this month. It's been open throughout the summer. So I would encourage people to check it out today.
All right. Hey, Kevin, thanks again. Kevin Heffernan with Go Bike Buffalo.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.